As the Trump administration enforces stricter immigration policies, attorneys are offering guidance on how undocumented immigrants can protect themselves in encounters with ICE officials. Sydney Fishman reports. Since taking office, President Trump has signed 10 executive orders on immigration aimed at increasing border security, which has sparked anxiety in immigrant communities, including those living here in Mendocino County. California has around 2 million undocumented immigrants, many of whom work in agriculture, one of the largest sectors in Mendocino County. Although Mendocino County has not been designated as an official sanctuary county, it falls under the jurisdiction of California's sanctuary law, which has made the state a haven for millions of undocumented immigrants. California enacted its sanctuary law in 2017, when Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 54, the California Values Act, limiting local police and certain public entities, such as schools and courthouses, from coordinating with ICE officials on deportations. But the law does not regulate what federal officials can do within a state because federal law overrides state law under the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. This means that ICE officials can still deport undocumented immigrants, even if state law prohibits local officers from working with federal agents. President Trump's recent orders to increase deportation efforts have sparked anxiety throughout immigrant communities, affecting mental health and well-being.
Every single day we're having conversations with people who are really stressed out, not sleeping, working on signing papers in case they get arrested and deported for someone else to take care of their children. The mental health factor is very, very real right now.
That's Kara Jobson, an immigration attorney based in Berkeley. Jobson says it's important to know your rights if you're an undocumented immigrant and you encounter ICE officials. There are resources like red cards, which outline your constitutional rights and can be shown to an ICE officer if you are being stopped without reason. These cards can be obtained from the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, where you can download, print, and carry the card with you in case you're in this situation.
So I actually know the man who had the idea for the card. It was a man named Mark Silverman who used to work in San Francisco at an organization called the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, ILRC, which is still around. And he had the idea to have something that someone could have in their hand because in the moment it can be confusing, it can be frightening, and to have something, you know, tangible that someone can have in their hand they could present to an ICE officer. So that was sort of the genesis of it, and they've been around for decades, but my understanding is they're kind of flying off the printer right now because of this political situation and so many people are ordering them. And they're in lots of different languages, English and Spanish, obviously, and then many other languages as well. And I think the importance of the card is so that someone, if they're stopped in their car by ICE or approached on the street or wherever the location is, that they know exactly what to do. They pull out this red card, they hand it to the agent, and then they remain quiet. And there have already been stories of people who were on the way to work or whatever, were stopped, presented the card, and ultimately later that day they were right there at work just fine. So the card can work very well.
Jobson emphasizes that if you are a documented immigrant and have U.S. citizenship, it's crucial that you carry both your green card and red card with you wherever you go.
Part of it is a personal and political decision on behalf, you know, on the part of that person, what stance they want to take. But if their question is, how can this be as easy and smooth, probably show the green card because that means they have the right to live permanently in the United States. And but, you know, obviously that's sort of a personal and political choice in some ways that the person would have to make. If they're completely undocumented, they don't have anything else to show but the red card.
Here are some other key steps to follow if ICE does show up at your door. Stay calm and do not open the door. ICE agents cannot enter a home without a valid warrant signed by a judge. If they do have a warrant, ask them to slide it under the door or hold it up to a window to verify it. Check the details. A valid warrant must have the correct name and address. If anything is incorrect, ICE does not have the authority to enter. Remain silent. You have the right to refuse to answer questions about your immigration status. The American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California is interested in tracking ICE activity in Northern California and has a new app called Mobile Justice that can be used to report these sightings. Want to learn more or need help locally? Here are some key resources available in Mendocino County. Raise and Shine Family Resource Center in Ukiah helps immigrants with paperwork and legal support. Nuestra Alianza de Willits provides social services, food distribution, and assistance with immigration referrals. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa hosts monthly workshops in Ukiah for immigration support, with their next event on March 5th at 1640 South State Street from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. UVA Vecinos en Acción, a Latino outreach organization in Ukiah, helps immigrants find jobs, housing, and healthcare resources. California Human Development, a nonprofit based in Santa Rosa, assists with visa applications and other resources. This is Sydney Fishman reporting for KMUD News under the California Local News Fellowship.